Well, thank you, Bill. Thank you, Joe. And yeah, you know, Joe, probably or the biggest, the most accidents that we had in fire and EMS service were backing accidents. We had have people back into things, and it was because they didn't have a spotter, even though they're supposed to have a spotter, especially like you say, on that blind side. All right. Well, thank everybody for checking in to the CUSO Quest Roundtable Net tonight. The youth are going to be back next week. So next week we will have the youth net back in on Fridays at 8 p.m. But, you know, be surprised if you hear a pop-up CUSO Quest Roundtable Net sometime in the future. Let's see, our coasters tonight were Vicky KE8VKY, Bill KF8MHN, and me, Scott N7FGP. Don't forget to log your contacts. And I want to thank everybody for joining us tonight for the CUSO Quest Roundtable Net. We're now returning the reflector back to normal amateur radio use. 7-3, and everyone have a great weekend. This is Scott N7FGP, and I'll be clear.
Scott, are you still there? It's Dean, KE2IPJ. Quick question.
Yeah, Dean, I'm still here. Go ahead.
Was I speaking to you the other day about, there was a chat about conspiracy theories and we were discussing Toynbee files. Was I speaking to you about that?
Yeah, it wasn't really conspiracy theory. It is more just kind of mysteries out there that we don't know about. So, but yeah, that was me, and I did look it up, and I haven't read it all yet, but I did find it on there. So, yeah, that was me.
I just wanted to let you know, in case you ever do see the documentary, there's a really fascinating part in the middle about shortwave radio and what it has to do with it, and it was just interesting to see radio involved in it. I just wanted to let you know that. So this is Dean, KE2IPJ, signing off, and have a great night.
Yeah, Dean, I have a list here of notes, and that's one of the things I was going to look into was all of the stuff. I just like kind of hearing that stuff. So anyhow, Dean, thanks for being and thanks for checking in to the Night Shift Net, too. We have a lot of fun doing that. And that's Mondays at 9:30 if anybody else wants to join us. It's a little rag chew net that we do here on the East Coast Reflector. We're pretty new and having a lot of fun doing it. So anyhow, this is Scott N7FGP, and I'll be clear.